We start the month dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary with the Feast of St. Joseph. That must make her smile, huh? She likes that. St. Joseph, the worker. It's interesting about St. Joseph. Things didn't go the way he expected. He didn't expect the Blessed Mother to be pregnant before they got married. He didn't expect then to have to still marry her. He didn't expect that they would have to go to Bethlehem and register so close to the due date. He didn't expect there wouldn't be room in the inn. He didn't expect the Magi and the shepherds. He didn't expect that every male under the age of 2 would be slaughtered. He didn't expect he'd have to flee to Egypt. He didn't expect that he'd have to live there, and he didn't expect, probably, that he would die before seeing Jesus save the world, dying and rising. Things didn't go the way St. Joseph expected, but he kept faithful. He kept faithful and kept saying yes to God. What do we do when things don't go the way we expect? And that happens often and fast. Marriage isn't what we expected. Having kids isn't what we expected. Getting old isn't what we expected. Not getting old isn't what we expected. It doesn't matter. It's not what we expected. And it seems that's the way of God. That's the way of God, that he takes us by a new way, not just our own way. And it invites us to live with Jesus Christ, who's the way, the truth, and the life. And so may we learn from St. Joseph today to be faithful to what is before us today, especially those areas we didn't expect. That's what we're called to do. Didn't expect that my kids were going to get sick. Well, that's my duty today. That's the will of God for me today. Thank goodness Joseph followed God even when God invited him to do things that were unexpected. May we be as willing as Joseph to do what's unexpected.